Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey, grown-ups, guess what? The Story Pirates just announced brand new dates for the Amazing Adventure Tour. Come see us perform songs like Cat Sit on You and Fart Out Loud Day and improv comedy based on your kids' ideas. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Skokie, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin, and Joliet, Illinois. We would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live. And grown-ups, did you know that you can share more episodes of the Story Pirates podcast with your kids without even leaving your podcast app? All of our bonus episodes with more coming every month are now available on Story Pirates Podcast Plus. And you can subscribe right in Apple Podcasts. Plus, you'll get our Just Songs and Just Stories feeds, so no more scrolling through episodes to find your kids' favorites. Want even more perks? Story Pirates Podcast Plus is also available in Creator Club, where you can get insider access and pre-sale opportunities to upcoming tours, or with a premium membership, a free shirt, and access to our brand new Create a Story events, where your kids help Lee and Peter build a story that will make it onto the podcast. Learn more at storypirates.com/podcast. Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Today we have a very special bonus episode for you called Spooky Season, and in it, Eric is interviewing an actual ghost about what he should wear as a costume for Halloween. If you like it and you want to hear two more episodes of Spooky Season where Eric interviews a vampire and a werewolf, grown-ups can sign up for Creator Club at storypirates.com/podcast. Creator Club has its very own special bonus podcast feed where you can meditate with Peter, learn how to act with Megan, and draw maps with Siegfried. You can also listen to ad-free versions of new episodes of the Story Pirates podcast and attend special virtual events with podcast hosts like me. And like I mentioned, there's two more episodes of Spooky Season waiting for you right now. Grown-ups, go to storypirates.com/podcast today to sign up for Creator Club. That's storypirates.com/podcast. And speaking of Eric's Halloween costume, do you have a spooktacular costume picked out for Halloween? If so, will you wear it to our free Halloween party on Zoom? It's this Friday, October 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it features myself, Eric, and special guest Ellen Winter singing the song Frank the Monster Who Wasn't Scary. You know, if you can't dance, if you can't dance. Yeah, that one. And if you're wearing your costume, you may be able to come on camera to show everyone. Join us this Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern and register for free at storypirates.com/podcast. Now on to Spooky Season.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Spooky Season, the series where I, Eric, interview monsters, ghouls, and ghosts so that I can figure out what costume to wear for Halloween. So far, I've been able to interview a vampire and a werewolf. They both made really compelling cases for why I should choose them for my costume, but I still haven't quite made my decision. I need to do some more research and gather new data so that I can make the most informed Halloween costume decision possible. Which brings us to today's guest. He haunts old houses and walks through walls. It's a ghost!
Oh, where?
I'm sorry, what?
Where's the ghost?
Oh, sorry. Tim, you're the ghost.
What? No. I think you're confused. I'm not a ghost. I'm a surfer.
But you're transparent. Like, I can see through you.
I try to be pretty open about how I'm feeling all the time, so I guess you could say I'm transparent in that way.
Oh, right. So, Tim, the surfer, what do you think I should be for Halloween?
Sounds like you should be a ghost. You like them so much. Keep bringing them up.
Okay, sorry, but you're sure you're not a ghost because, well, you're a shimmery silver color and, like, floating 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah. Would a ghost make sounds like this?
Yes, I would say that those are very distinctly ghost sounds.
What? No, dude, those are surfer sounds when you're like, oh, I'm on the board, don't fall off. And then splash.
Okay, I guess I've never been surfing before, so maybe that's right.
Would a ghost be able to take its head off like this? And then put it back on, and then take it off, and then put it back on?
Okay, that was very unsettling to see, and yes, very much so.
Whatever, dude. It's impossible for me to be a ghost. I just went surfing this morning.
Oh, really? How did it go?
Oh, it was beautiful. The waves were huge. The sun was shining. I saw this shark coming up next to me, and I was like, oh no, a shark! I gotta get out of here!
And did you?
Oh, yeah, totally. I totally got away from the shark and stayed alive.
Okay, let's circle back to that. Next question. What do you think is the best thing and the worst thing about being a ghost? And if you were a ghost?
Well, I'm not a ghost, but if I were, I imagine the best part would be going through walls like this.
Whoa.
I'm back.
Tim, you just walked through that wall.
I mean, that would be amazing if I could do that, yeah. And the worst part, I guess, would probably be just stewing on all of your regrets, like when I didn't listen to Dave, who was all like, there's sharks in the water, don't go surfing.
Okay, do you have any tips on making a great ghost costume?
Well, I think the key to a good ghost costume is that it really tells a story of how the ghost met their unfortunate demise. Sort of like how my surfing clothes have all these shark bites in them. Whoa, I do sort of look like a ghost. Weird.
Tim, while you were answering that question, I decided to do some digging around on the internet, and I want to show you something. This is a news broadcast from 28 years ago.
Brent Benson reporting live from the beach where this morning a surfer named Tim was eaten whole by a rude shark while hanging 10 on a wave. When reached for comment, the shark had this to say, chomp chomp yum, surfer delicious.
See?
You're sure that's from 28 years ago?
Up next on News 11, pogs. Will we ever get sick of them? No.
Wow. That guy on TV has my name. And my face. Eric, I don't think I survived that wave.
I'm so sorry, Tim.
You know what that must mean? I must be
a ghost.
Zombie!
Wait, what?
Awesome, bro. I can't wait. Oh, I wonder when I'm going to want to eat brains.
Well, actually, Tim,
All right, Eric. Well, I got to go do some stuff a zombie does. You know, float through walls, haunt houses, stuff like that.
I don't really think that's exactly
agree
how...
to disagree. I'm flying away like a zombie. Ghost sounds.
Okay, what a great interview. I really like that guy. Ghost. Zombie? Anyway, it's time for another spooky story from the Story Pirates Archives. This story is not about a ghost, but it's still one of my favorite spooky stories we've ever done. And here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Marin, and I'm 11 years old, and I live in Washington. This is my story. Every midnight, I turn into a wolf.
Grandma, am I cursed? She said,
that is not the case.
You have undergone a transformation, one that skipped your parents' generation. Now I'll tell you something if you promise not to shout. Apparently you turn into a wolf.
A wolf?
A wolf.
Forget about it. Six years later, no reported incidents. Went to a slumber party, just me and all my friends. Five normal humans, I'll tell you their names. We got Susie, Lily, Kate, Mark, and finally James.
I'm James.
Yeah, we played a little board game and we ate a little snack. When it comes to sleepovers, Oz was on track. Then we got a little sleepy, so we all went to bed. That's when I heard that popping in my head.
You have undergone a transformation. One that skipped your parents' generation.
Skipped the generation.
All my friends were staring, then they all began to shout. Forget about it.
That's about it for Spooky Season, but I still need to decide what my costume is going to be. Grown-ups, your kids can help us decide by visiting our Instagram and voting. Then, choose your most spooktacular costumes and RSVP to our Halloween party on Zoom. It's on October 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And during the party, I will not only be commenting on all of your awesome costumes, I will also be revealing my own costume. Grown-ups, register today at storypirates.com/podcast. Stay spooky and see you at the party. Bye!